Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, darn healthy people, and ooh, so sexy. Hey, guys, so great to be with you on this beautiful, amazing, sunny day in California. Thank you, God, for the sun. The birds are chirping and singing, and thank you that my life has slowed down enough that I can appreciate it all. One of the gifts from the old CV. My God, what an interesting time to be alive, huh? What an interesting time to be alive. If you weren't on the stress webinar, you should have been. You're going to want to hear all the information. Such a powerful webinar. Such great information we all brought through. And one of the things that kept coming through was thyroid. So I asked everybody to remind me today to bring that in around what we were supposed to look at. Now, remember, the webinar was about stress, and people were asking about thyroid. Now, you know, anything that is in conflict within us is going to ultimately be expressed to us through our physical bodies if we do not address it. Okay? So this is the part of thyroid that I was supposed to read. It doesn't apply to everyone in the community, but it does apply to most people in the world. Okay? But not for me. They have a very strong experience in life in which everything seems to be made and geared for everyone but them. They feel that everyone else has some sort of secret for success that they will never have. For some reason, involving a mysterious set of inherent moral cretinisms and limitations on their part, above and beyond the ones they actually know about, they are just never destined to have success, quality of life, or love as they experience it. Okay, that was what the channel guided me to in the body book around thyroid that's creating stress and the breakdown of our immune systems. Okay, so again, remember weeks ago when all this first broke out, it was all about the basis of the virus is I have no control. And that's pretty much what this is saying. I have no control to create for myself what everybody else seems to be able to create for themselves. Now, there's a second addendum that applies to some people that are listening. They feel that they have no right to express who they are, to develop, to put out and apply their creativity, or to succeed. So again, guys, the more you know that you are the God of you, the more you know that you are responsible for your life, the more you know that you create you and your life, the healthier you stay, the more successful you stay, the more money you make, the happier you are, the stronger your immune system is. So let's just come together and direct our knowing around that right now, today and every day, consistently. I choose to know that it's all for me, that my strong experience is that everything is made and geared for me. Let me see if there's something else they want to add. I am unlimited in the creation of who I am and what I want in physical form. We invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around all of that. And so it is. And now, the other thing that came up, somebody asked me to please bring in adrenal. And this is, boy, y'all identify with this, emotional exhaustion. They are running on empty, and they are, in effect, drained of their life force. Now, we talked a lot about the life force in the stress seminar, about if we're fighting who we authentically are, and that is God, then we are in conflict with ourselves. We're literally running a marathon against ourselves, which creates adrenal depletion. So around all that, we invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. You can still get, of course, the stress webinar. If you want to get it, you cannot pay the full amount. Please write Lauren at imdwallace.com or info at imdwallace.com. Let us know you want to still hear it, and this is how much you can participate in. Everybody's got to participate in to some degree, guys, because that's the way the world works. If you don't give, you don't receive. If you don't receive, you don't give. So you know what you can comfortably absorb at this time. If you want to speak to the channel today, please press 1 now so we can get you in the lineup. I've created 2 things to really help support you during this time. I'm going to extend the discounted privates again. Don't usually do that, as you know, but I've had so many people email me and ask me if I would consider doing that so that they can get some additional support during this time. And if you are signed up on the email to receive the e-blasts and notifications from me, you're going to start getting daily motivational emails from me to remind you of the work, to remind you of how to stay balanced, to help support you during this time. If you want to receive those, though, you have to sign up for my e-blast, which comes out on Monday. Just go to imdwallace.com. There's a little pop-up that will come up. You fill it out. It's as simple as that. Okay, is there anything else? Oh, Stephen wanted me to let you know that if you're ever looking for archives of the show, everything, of course, is on IMD Wallace, usually is on iTunes, although for some reason we could not get it posted this week. But you can always go to YouTube and put in D. Wallace Official, or simply type in my name, D. Wallace, and it'll take you to all of the shows. Okay, in case you're ever looking for him. Can I go to the calls? Yes, I can. All right, please have your questions ready. And we're going to start with Beth in California. Hi, honey.
Oh. Hey, Dave.
Oh,
God. Get off your speakerphone.
Okay. I'm off. Hold on.
Okay. Hi, baby.
Okay.
What can I help you with?
Hi. Okay. The other day we were talking about chemical imbalances for the brain, and
yeah.
A loved one of mine that's experiencing that, and you asked me, would it change things if you knew that some of the decisions that they made were because of the chemical imbalance? And I've been sitting with that and really contemplating it. And I remembered that Abraham Hicks said that all diseases are psychosomatic, no exceptions. So my question is, what is the mental construct behind chemical imbalance and brain, and does the body book say anything about that?
They're saying I don't have to go to the body book, that again, the chemical imbalances in the brain are when part of us wants to go one way and the other part of us is holding us back or thinks we, and they're putting this in quotes, should go another way. Easily explainable when your little child is battling you because they're so freaking afraid for you to move into your power because they were taught they never should. That's one good example of it. So, you know, you can sum it up, Beth, by, I know I should be doing this, but I'm doing that.
Okay, that makes
okay.
sense.
Okay, so I'm not, they're not giving me anything else about it. It's just, again, if everything's got to be integrated, otherwise we're fighting ourselves. And if we're fighting ourselves, it's going to cause friction. It's going to shut down the flow of energy. And that sooner or later has got to show up in our physical bodies for us to address. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So the key word also is imbalance. It's just
balance and integration.
Balance is.
The balance and integration.
Right.
Yep. See,
okay.
There is a part of your friend that is not integrated and working against them. And yes, that can be helped with medication. It needs to be helped with medication. And the more your friend can direct his integration toward what he wants, which the highest things are love, compassion, especially compassion for the self, joy, balance, all those things, then all of us can integrate with the rest of us. All right, sweetheart.
Yes, thank you. Excellent.
You bet. You bet. Thank you, Beth. That was valuable for everybody, as we all are. Karen in Toronto. How are you, baby cakes?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, get close to the phone and I'll be better. There you are. Hi.
Hi.
Now I can hear you better. What's up?
I'm still in the glow of the other night. That was such an amazing, amazing seminar. Thank you.
I agree. Thank you.
Upgraded, and it's not even on a mental level. I found energetically, I'm feeling so much lighter.
Hopefully that's because we shifted a lot of energy so that we don't have to hold on to the belief that stress isn't a choice. You know, when you let go of the stress, when you let go of fighting, then the energy flows and you're much more at peace. The fact is, guys, there's a virus. The fact is, it ain't good news. And we have to accept that, quit fighting against it, and do the things that we know keep our immune system strong, which is eat well, exercise, get enough sleep, and direct our day, direct our bodies, direct our brains to always defer to love and joy, peace, balance, and harmony. That keeps our immune system strong. Okay, what was your question?
I'm wondering about a reoccurring, or I don't know if it's a bladder infection or but it's been since last August, and I've had many bouts of antibiotics. And
Karen, they want to know what you're pissed off about. Seriously, ask her what she's pissed off about, because anger is behind whatever is going on with your urological system. That's a true statement. We're asking the right question. Yes. So what are you pissed off about, or who are you pissed off at?
I guess myself for not stepping forward.
Yep. So either accept yourself and say, this is who I am, and I'm going to love who I am, and it's not comfortable for me to do whatever it is I'm asking myself to do. Or love yourself enough to know that you're worthy of doing what the other part of you is asking you to do.
Well, but everything you said at the beginning, Dee, with thyroid?
Yeah. You bet. It's the same thing, but it's affecting you urologically.
I'm on a diet that I'm doing the carnivore diet I have for 90 days. Is that helping?
Well,
me?
Guys, I'm not a doctor. Is that the right question? Well, this is interesting. See, this is why you really have to learn how to ask the questions. It's not good for you overall, and it's helping the urological thing.
Okay.
So what is that? You eat a lot of meat?
Yeah, I did it to heal my body. My son put me on it. I just eat predominantly meat and salt. You have to make sure you have your magnesium and everything in place, but I'm off sugar. I've been off carbs since January 1st.
Well, that's good to be off sugar, guys. And that came up on the stress webinar too. Everybody's got to get off so much sugar. Again, the highest answer is it's not really the greatest thing for you overall, and it's helping your urological challenge. So why don't you try seeing a doctor, Karen, and seeing what they say?
Okay.
Which I know is easier said than done during these times.
Yeah,
but every place they're offering online doctor availability now. And I would think, especially in Canada, they would be doing that. So I would check that out. It's worth getting a doctor's opinion about this. Okay?
Thank you.
Yep.
I love you, Dee.
I love you too, Miss Karen. You bet. All right. We're going to Gail in Dallas. Hi, you're on.
Hello, Dee. I also echo the stress seminar was awesome. And one
Great.
Of the
Thank
things
you.
That really pulled out was turning anxiety into opportunity. Because one of the things with so much going on at work and what's going on around us is I would go into the places I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And so then.
And if we're not good enough, you see, we don't have any control. If we think we're not good enough, we don't have control over being good enough in our own creation. So all of those things dovetail together into how powerful do you know you are that's going to carry you through all this, because you stay in your conscious creation of what you want. Okay.
And that's the tipping point. That's it.
That's it right there, guys. That's your freedom. That is your freedom. And this is such a beautiful opportunity, everything that's going on now, to see how powerful you are in bringing your thoughts back to where you want them to be instead of embraced by the fear of the mass consciousness. I mean, you know that the depression and the fear of the mass consciousness can absolutely affect your energy if you are not conscious to be directing it yourself, because energy will take a direction whether it's conscious or unconscious. So be conscious, direct your day every day. Today, in this day, I am health, I am wellness, I am money flow, I am peacefulness, I stay in my knowing, I am the clarity of knowing that I am the God of me and my creation, and I create everything through love today. Every thought I think, every feeling I have matches that direction for me today. Be powerful in letting the universe know this must be delivered to me today. Okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Gail. Yeah, guys, this is time for zealous self-creation. I love that. Zealous self-creation. Nicole in New York, you're on.
Hello, my name's Nicole.
Hi, sweetheart.
So, I've been having, like, constant dreams about someone for, like, a couple years, and she wants to be my twin flame, and I really don't want her, and if I had her, it would really mess me up. Like, she'd just take over everything.
What's your question, Nicole? What's your question?
Like, how do I get rid of her?
You, like everything else we do, we direct our energy. I bless you, and I let you go. Because there's a part of you, Nicole. I mean, all of this doesn't happen without your consent. So there's a part of you that wants to play this game with yourself. And it's not working for you. You just said it wasn't working for you. So you have to go, you know, you don't talk to her. You talk to yourself. Nicole, ain't going to work. We're wishing her away. We're letting her go. We're blessing her. But this ain't happening, and I'm moving on. Bye-bye. Thank you for sharing. Okay? Because you don't want to play this game with yourself, because then a person or the person or one of the persons who can really enhance your life can't come in. Actually, the channel now is saying that's really kind of why you're playing this game. Because it keeps you from creating the relationship that you really want, because you're afraid ultimately you'll lose it. And so you keep this game going so you don't move forward in doing that. But it's a pointless game that's never going to take you forward into your happiness, baby. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Good question. That was very – hold on. I can't get you off. There you go. Let's see, Dave in California. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Bea. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just this last month was diagnosed with esophageal cancer, and I'm wondering what's underneath it. You know, what have I done to create this?
Yeah, we're going back to the body book. Hold on. Am I going to cancer? Yes, I'm going to cancer. These are very big books, guys. Usually they don't have me do this on the show, but I guess for all of us, we have to get there. Here, anywhere else, any other page, this paragraph. Okay. Potencylessness rage. They feel overwhelmed and devastated with a sense of intense emptiness in their life. There have been many years of inner conflict, guilt, hurt, grief, despair, resentment, confusion, and or tension surrounding their deepest personal issues. Does that resonate with you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So again, Dave, the more we come back to knowing that we are the power that creates us in our life, that counteracts everything I just read. Do you understand?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so this is the mantra that they're giving you to say, and I would match it with the breathing exercise, is I speak my truth about my own power. That's great for all of us, by the way. Do you know the breathing exercise?
No.
Okay. This is from two doctors, specialists of the mind-body connection. With this one exercise, they heal to some degree every disease they had been working with. It also retrains your brain. So the breathing exercise again, guys, if I were you, you can't say you don't have time right now. This is the most powerful exercise they've given us to turn our lives around, which means to turn ourselves around. You take a deep breath in to the count of three. Oh, pardon me. The first step is you go to your love place. And your love place is anything that when you think of it, it opens your heart and it makes you smile. So for me, it's my doggy. It can be a beautiful place in nature you love. It can be a baby, anything unconditional. So do you have a love place, Dave?
Yeah, I do.
Yep, I get a yes. Okay, so you go to that love place, you open your heart, and then you take a deep breath in to the count of three or four. As you exhale slowly with a smile on your face, you say, I speak my truth about my own power. And you do that for 10 minutes a day, no more than 20 minutes a day, every day. And your energy will shift about your own power, because right now you want to know that you have the power. And once you know you have the power, you use that power to create frequencies of balance within your esophagus. Do you understand?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So around all of us, knowing, owning, and experiencing and speaking to ourselves our own power, we invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. And so it is. Thank you. Wow, that was great for all of us, my love. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Bye.
And we're going to Coral in Wisconsin. Hi.
Hello. So I have a very interesting thing that started to come around. It's been about 10 years since my last relationship. And all of a sudden, I have this really awesome guy that came in kind of right as this COVID thing was starting.
Timing's everything, right?
Yeah. But it's like we're coming together and part of the same time. I'm very confused by what's going on.
Well, but look, guys, what you just said describes what the virus is doing. We're pulled apart. I'm pulled together and held apart at the same time. That's exactly what we're all going through. We're coming together, united in healing this virus, and pulled apart because we can't get together to do it. That's why I want to create as many opportunities for you all out there so we can all stay connected. Why I'm doing these emails and everything. So basically, this is really interesting. Hold on. Everybody balanced? Anybody switched? We're asking the right questions. All right. Basically, what I'm hearing from the channel is this is kind of, well, not kind of, this is one of the big reasons that we created the virus in the first place is so that there will be absolutely no excuses for people to come together. And you're representing that, Coral.
Okay.
So, basically what we're being asked to claim is we are all one energy. That's what I know you want more specific answers, and we'll get there for you individually, but her bringing this onto the call represents this for all of us. We are all one energy. What happens to somebody overseas with the virus happens to us, because it's affecting the energy of, well, they're saying the universe, not just even the world. So again, around, wow, what a powerful show, geez. Around, we are one energy, we are one people, we are one. We're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. Now, why you guys found yourself at this particular time is that both of you are learning lessons about trusting the whole of a relationship. Both of you are coming in to the relationship going, what if and can I? Instead of directing completely and strongly and directly what you want this relationship to be. In other words, let go of all your old stories in the past. Look away from I don't want that and look to what do I want in a relationship. Let me be clear about that and direct that. Direct me to integrate all of me around that. Do you understand?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not getting anything else. Invite yourself to trust that you are creating the relationship you want, and then make sure that you've got a complete list about what that relationship is. All righty?
Yeah.
All right, baby. Thank you for calling in. And I can't get you out. There you are. Rose in Costa Rica, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you
so
much for all you do for everyone.
Oh,
and,
you are so welcome, my love.
Brings joy that you're having a chance finally to listen to the birds and relax a little bit, or maybe not relax, but enjoy some time for yourself.
Indeed. There's much more balance. I'm big one on balance, but I am sometimes my desire to give and also my desire to create financial, well, safety from my childhood in my life drives me toward being imbalanced sometimes. So I'm really getting to look at that.
Good.
When I decided to offer these discounted sessions again, I said to Lauren, my heart really wants to do this, and I can only do 4 a day because I was starting to do 6 and 7, and I realized that was taking me out of balance. So the biggest gift that we're all going to get from this experience is regaining our balance, getting off the hamster wheel and regaining our balance. So what's your question, beautiful?
Oh, I was wondering if my mom, if you had any message or advice from my mom that passed away in December.
Yeah, well, she was ready because the first thing I heard was, I'm ready. So I didn't know if she was making her transition or already made it, but she just wants you to know, well, these are the words that I'm hearing right now. Thank you for giving me permission to let go. So did you let her know that you would support her if she needed to leave?
Yeah, she was telling us that even if she was such a great person, even if she passed away the next day, that to know that she had, well, she was happy.
Yeah.
And who could ask more than that?
Yeah, and you energetically, she's honoring you and acknowledging that energetically she felt from you that you were okay, and if that was in her highest good, to go. And that helped her release herself, and she thanks you for that because she was really, really ready to go.
Right, yep, and she was healthy, right? And also,
and then,
I feel like I actually have more time with her now because she's with me so much.
That's a true statement. And guys, I reiterate again, and I have so much proof of this. If you have a loved one that's ill and you can't get to them now, you can get to them. Send your energy. Send your intention. I've told you the story of my mom as she was making her transition. They get it. Your energy connects with them, whether they're on the other side, here in a nursing home, far away. You know, it's, you are always able to connect with other energy, always, through your intention. And then share with that energy whatever you want to share with them. They will get it. I promise you, they will get it. All right, Rose?
Thank you. We're all
you
one.
Bet. We
are. Thank you again.
Yes. Thanks for tying that back in. We are indeed all one, my love. Thank you. And we're going to Kathleen in New Mexico. Hi, honey. You're on.
Thank you so much for taking my call, Dee.
You're bet, you baby cakes, you. What can we answer for you?
Well, everybody's talking about how the world has slowed down for them and their life has slowed down for them. And I'm wondering, why hasn't my life slowed down? It seems like it's basically the same, or it's getting more busier than it was before this all happened.
Well, it's interesting because the channel's saying that's not a true statement, but that's your perception. And please pardon this tough love, but my job is to bring forward what the channel says. You have to let go of your victimness, Kathleen, before, and this goes for all of us, we have to let go of our victimness if we are ever going to be able to experience our freedom. So let's just take the virus, for example. If we're looking at ourselves as victims, oh my God, I can't get out of the house, and oh my God, I can't see my family, and oh my God, why is this happening, and this is so scary, and okay, if we immerse ourselves in those thought patterns and that energy, we can never experience the rebalancing, the quiet, the birdies singing, loving on our doggies, right? You can't hold fear and love at the same time, people. It's not possible to hold two different things at the same time. So again, my beautiful, what do you want to pick, fear or love? Which one?
I've been picking love, and my thoughts are not going in the direction that you have just talked about. It's like I'm completely and totally at peace with all of this going on. And
I get a yes on that.
Happy to stay home and doing my best to prepare for whatever's coming in any way I possibly can, as I'm very much at peace with it. And
hold on, baby. You say I'm very much at peace with it. while you're telling me my life is crazy and it hasn't slowed down and it's not in balance. So those two things don't go together for me. So now they're taking us to a core belief. Hang on, this page here. 5, 26. My I am presence does not create for me. So, Kathleen, what is your I am presence?
Me.
Well, yes, it's you, but it is, and it is, the creative force of you. It's the part of you that creates everything of you and for you. And there is a part of you that doesn't understand that and know that. Because if we truly know that, and we are saying to our energy, all right, today I am experiencing balance. Today I am experiencing rest. I am experiencing my world slowing down and being joyfully manageable. So I want you and your I am presence to start directing what you want. And if you hear yourself say to yourself or anybody else, oh my God, it's so crazy and my world isn't so, know that in that moment you have directed your energy to go toward the very opposite place of where you want it to be. Do you understand?
No, I don't, because I'm...
Well, therein lies your challenge. Therein lies your challenge. So, Kathleen, can anybody think a thought for you?
No.
Can anybody have a feeling within you for you?
No.
Can anybody hold a perspective that you don't want for you?
No, I don't think so. I might be able to. I'm not sure about that one.
You are the God of you.
Yes.
You are the God that chooses your thoughts. You are the God of you that chooses how you feel. These things don't just happen, guys. At some point in your life and your subconscious, you adopted a belief that weakened your direction of what you really want. So I want you to get off the show and I want you to write down in one column everything you want. I want money. I want peacefulness. I want more balance, whatever it is. And then on the right side, you say, I am peacefulness. I am balance. I am energy flow, whatever it is you want. Because we want to go from wanting it to knowing that we are the directors of it and to direct our energy to create it. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's your answer. You do that, your life changes, I guarantee you. Okay? And I do guarantee you guys, you bet, sweetheart. I do absolutely guarantee you that your life will change. I know it. I live it every day. We're going to Sandy in North Carolina, if I can get you on the switchboard. Hi, honey, you're on.
Yes. Hi, can you hear me?
I can, baby.
Oh, great. Okay. I was on the workshop the other night and resolved to the fact, because Stephen didn't come on, that, well, I wasn't going to talk. I was just supposed to listen. And it was like 20 minutes to midnight Eastern time. And I just dozed off for a tiny second, and I heard my name and Raleigh, and I went, I'm here, I'm here. I was on mute, so there you go.
Well, good. Here you are now. What was your question?
I am. So, but first, it was a great webinar. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
I want to see if Channel has anything that this comes through for our new business endeavor and travel in the RV closer to summer. And then if there's time, my daughter's on furlough, so she's kind of stressing out. So I just wondered what channel may
have on any one of those. If there's any stress going on around anything you want, you're pushing it away.
Okay.
Period. We know that. Love and joy, love and joy, love and joy. And it doesn't make any sense, but that's why we have trained ourselves to know, back to Miss Kathleen, that we are the creators of us and that we get to direct whether we choose stress or not. Now, that's not saying with everything that's going on, you might be challenged in and out. Bring yourself back when you feel that challenge coming up. I'm going to go out on a big limb here and ask when the virus will subside enough that life can begin to come back into balance and clarity and normalcy again. That's the right question. Anybody switched? Okay, we're all balanced. This is the third time I've asked. I've never brought it forward on any of the shows, but I get mid-July. And remember, that's the beginning of when all the normalcy, it ain't going to happen on Easter. Like the president is suggesting, it ain't going to happen. It's dangerous for it to happen then. That's a true statement. We're asking the right question. I'm absolutely getting the highest information from the channel. Yes. Okay. So those are the facts that I can give you from the channel. No kind of business in a motorhome that has to travel around and have people come into it. If that's what you're asking, Sandy, wait.
Yeah, it was more of does channel see us traveling? And the other is, you know, are we on the right path and doing what we need moving forward for the business? And, you know, I mean, so far,
well,
so good.
Well, I guess that's the right question, and I get a yes on it, and...
Okay.
See, Kathleen never knew how important it was, all this stuff that
mm-hmm.
she brought up. And
yep.
the channel wants to remind us that the world of all possibilities is out there for you always. What you
mm-hmm.
create in the future in physical form, you are creating right now with your
yep.
thoughts and your directions, with going within and finding that frequency within you that is in love and joyful about this business
mm-hmm.
and seeing the success of it and feeling the success of it. Guys, we have time. That's the most important work you can do right now. Whatever it is that you want to continue to create in your life successfully, create it within during this time, and then when all the energy opens up and this oneness can come together, you will experience the success that you want. But create it now. You see, half the world is sitting back going, oh, I can't do anything because I can't go anywhere and I can't work. And well, that's BS, I'm telling you. Because everything has to start with you finding that frequency within yourself and expanding it. And then
awesome.
It will find you. Okay?
Yes.
They want to go to your daughter for a minute. Why is she stressed out?
Oh, everything. Money, job. Now that she's on furlough, she feels trapped, out of control.
Okay. Well,
all
you
all
know enough. Yeah, you know enough, Sandy, to be able to teach her that literally she is creating her own hell to live in. It doesn't have to be hell. A lot of people are finding heaven in these times, in these days. So you put those two things together. If you want to live in a heavenly state right now, and if you want to know you're creating everything you want right now that's going to literally be there for you when all this opens up again, that's what you want to do right now. That gives you control, which we know is the core of the virus, to know that creatively and spiritually and brain-wise, scientifically, you are creating what you want. And so it is.
Totally.
Nothing else, Sandy. You got your answer?
All right. I did. Thank you. And thank you for Kathleen, because she did bring a lot forward. So thank you.
Yep, you bet. As we all
Thanks,
do.
Steve.
You
thank
bet,
you.
Sweetheart. Oh, my God. I just love us. I love us. I love us. I think I can take one more, maybe, if we talk fast. Helen in Texas, you're on.
Good
Helen,
morning,
are
Dee.
You there? Hi, sweetheart.
I'm here.
Real quick, what's your question?
Okay, my question is also around my daughter. Her relationship is broken up, and she's trying to recover from that. What do I need to understand to help her in the highest way?
She's a lot better off without this relationship.
And how can I help her with that?
Well, you can support her in knowing that, well, what they're giving me is when one door closes and then they're showing me these beautiful French doors opening out to this pool. And so this was a little stinky door. Her big doors are getting ready to open for her out into a whole new world. But she's got to open her heart and her chakras and allow that to happen. Direct it to happen. Create it happening. Now, hold on. We're going to core belief here. Yeah, see, it's back to I can never be God. The breakup in this relationship made her feel she has no control. But she has all the control, Helen. And the more you can teach her to take control over her thoughts and her life and her creation, then you will have taught her what she needs, the tools she needs for creation for the rest of her life. But just tell her this is one of the best things that ever happened to her, really. For whatever reason, the next relationship that this one kind of laid the groundwork for is just going to be absolutely awesome if she creates it that way consciously. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. See, guys, it's not what happens. It's what we do with what happens. Let me say that again. It's not what happens to us in our life. It's what we choose to do with that, whether it's an illness or a virus or a breakup or money. Or how are you going to powerfully choose to bring yourself back into the positive creation of what you want? I am control. And I give you the mantra before we go that the channel gave us for the virus. My immune system is strong and I am happy. All right, let's say it together until we meet again. I love me. Come on, I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.